We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Talking today here with Cliff Williams, Riley County USD 378 Superintendent, Brady Burton, Blue Valley Randolph USD 384 Superintendent, and looking ahead to a lot of stuff coming up in the legislature here. Maybe we'll get some stuff decided here on school funding. That's a big question mark here with the legislature right now adjourned here till what, May 1st, I think?
May 1st.
That's correct.
So I guess what is your outlook here? We have oral arguments coming up next month as well, isn't that right?
Yeah, I believe the deadline for that is May 9th is when those will start, and so it'll be interesting to see. And then I think ultimately the court has until June 30th to make a decision, so it's kind of a hurry-up-and-wait type mindset is the way we look at it, as you know, we're trying to work towards building for a new year, and obviously it'd be great if we had a multi-year plan that we could build on that budget and expand and meet all those different needs we have, but with the courts being, or excuse me, the legislature being recessed till the 1st, so we're just kind of sitting idle here for a little while.
Yeah.
Well, and then the other frustrating thing, the plaintiff who is Schools for Fair Funding in Kansas, which I don't know how many are actually part of that anymore, 10 schools maybe, 10 school districts that originally brought the suit. Of course, they're saying that the new law or the new Senate Bill 16 funding bill still falls short of adequate funding. And then, of course, the defendants, who are the state of Kansas or the legislature, saying Senate Bill 16 meets financial requirements. So, you know, I know people out there listening are tired of hearing about school finance, school funding. And I'll tell you what, I think the superintendents, at least two of them sitting here, are tired of hearing about it too. I wish they would just settle this and let's go on down the road. What do you think, Cliff?
I would echo that as well. You know, it seems like from what we're being told is that the funding is there, and I know the legislators always speak to being accountable. We've got plenty of areas. You know, we shared the OVT that we are definitely accountable, but it would make sense just to wrap it up and move on and let us plan and try to do the best we can.
You know, one area that I wouldn't mind bringing up but people might be interested is health insurance. I think it's a factor for all Americans, but in school districts, it's really a factor. And a lot of districts do it differently. I know in our district, and I'll let Cliff speak to his, but we provide, our district provides we're on Blue Cross Blue Shield, a paid single plan, and that's negotiated every year. Our teachers decide on who their negotiating unit will be. For us, it's NEA and or Kansas NEA, and so they negotiate with the board every year for pay, different factors. But anyway, one of them's health insurance, and we've paid a single plan. We just got our new rates last Wednesday. Plan renews July 1, and it's going up 7.4% for next year, which is about $12,000 in additional new money for our district that we're going to have to come up with. But it is a major factor, and we have a high school social studies opening. I'll share a quick story. We interviewed and offered it to a gentleman last week who lives in Western Kansas, teaches in Western Kansas. In this particular district he teaches in, pays for a full family health insurance policy, which is pretty unusual. And most just pay a single, and it's pretty rural Western Kansas, so I think that's why they pay for a full family to attract teachers. But anyway, he had a son that has some medical complications, and it was going to cost him an additional $14,000 out of their pocket with our insurance plan compared to the one he's on now. So they decide to stay where they are just due to insurance. And I think we're finding that's becoming a much bigger bargaining chip or factor for people taking jobs.
I definitely would agree that, you know, annually this discussion comes apart. We don't have our rates right now. We're part of a larger group, and we went to the larger group to try to keep our costs down to make it reasonable for our staff, because we also have our classified staff on the same plan. And some of them, you know, work 9 months out of the year, and then they pay the rest out of their pocket those other 3 months, just because it is quite a expense for the district. And so we're hoping that ours comes in very good. We've had a good track record, but it is a real expense for our people to think about and definitely understand why it's part of the package with the board and the teachers when they negotiate annually.
And I know you guys aren't alone. I mean, I know a lot of...
What do you do here at the radio station? Do they provide health insurance for you? Or?
Yes. Yes, I do. I mean, I don't know all the specifics of it, but it is offered to me, and, you know, I pay a premium each month. So, but, you know, I've worked at places before where, you know, the health insurance is paid in full, and then it went up, and we were expected to pay a little bit, like at least half, maybe a quarter. And, yeah, it's something that everybody's dealing with here, and then unfortunately you guys are all publicly funded, so it makes it a little more difficult when you got to come up with the money.
It does.
You know, raise taxes. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to mention, Kansas Association School Boards, which I think every district school board in the state of Kansas belongs to, which gives us advice, data. They lobby for us in Topeka. They provide legal services to the board when needed, but had a big report, I think it was last week, on their website, are Kansas schools improving or failing? And so what do you think, Brandon? Are Kansas schools improving or failing here
for
our students right now?
I'm going to guess the report said they were failing.
Actually, they're improving, and okay. It gives a lot of
good
data based on the census and so on.
Pessimistic over there, Brandon.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Nick. But according to the census, it says that Kansans over 24 who have completed high school have tripled from less than 20% to over 90% in 2017. Percent of Kansans with a four-year degree has increased sixfold since 1940, from 5% to over 33%. Since 1990, high school completion in Kansas has risen from just over 80% to 90%, and has improved for each major racial and ethnic group in Kansas over this time period since 1990. And the report goes on. Anyway,
CBS had something to say real quick.
Okay. About President Trump, I guess. But anyway, data shows that we are improving our schools. And I don't know if Cliff has any comments, but people can go on the KSB website. I think it's ksb.org. And they have a lot of good information about our Kansas schools and how they're doing and a lot of data and so on if you're more interested.
Well, and I think traditionally it's said for decades that Kansas schools has been in the top five in the union across the board in reading, math, and science. And we do have a good system here. And, you know, we were bragging a little bit on the OVT visits and how it's thorough and how those groups are designed to continue to push us with the focus on growth. And, you know, I think everybody that's in education wants kids to always get the best that they can get. And we should be proud of our schools, and I think it's a big selling point for our state. And what we're doing, you know, in the arguments of wanting to have more funding here is that our expenses continue to go up, like the health insurance, having more resources for kids that are struggling, and those things continue to evolve. But we should be proud of what's going on in our classrooms because our staff is really doing a wonderful job.
Well, absolutely. Let's see what Brandon and Nick know here on salaries. Where is Kansas as far as in salaries across the country? What is our state ranked?
Oh, I've heard this before. I think it's around 40.
I'm guessing 32.
42nd.
Okay.
42nd out of 50. We're hoping the goal is, after this negotiation here, to move up or down, however you want to look at it, to 40th and try to attract more teachers. But I just had a teacher leave a week and a half ago while our social studies teacher resigned, going to another area district, and he said it was just a little bit closer for a drive. He doesn't live in Randolph or Olsburg, but The main reason he was going to increase his salary by $6,000 and go from 5 preps a day to teaching 2 preps. So anyway, he's been with us for 4 years in K-State grad, so I really can't blame him for that. But yeah, we all are facing those type of figures, and a lot of it losing those to other states that pay more and have better benefits.
Yeah. Well, it's been a good discussion here, and obviously we'll continue to see what happens in the legislature, and we'll invite you guys back here next month to talk to us again.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Brady Burton, Cliff Williams here, Riley County and Blue Valley Randolph Public Schools joining us. Stay tuned. We'll have a discussion with Nancy Stover talking about a poetry festival coming up next on In Focus.